providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. I bet you they talked at the top of the hour news about the storm that's going on. Do you realize that this storm is affecting the majority of America? I want to ask out of the box a question. Jerry, wasn't there something about this in a prophecy someplace? I think there was. Anyway, let's get your opinion, Jimmy. What do you think is going to happen? And shovel in the Ukraine, if you would.
Right. So at the last segment, we talked a little bit about the impact on people and, of course, what people are suffering through in Ukraine. Because here's a small taste in America of power outages in the cold that people, the Ukrainian people, are facing because of the targeting of their power grid and their water. And many, many, I mean, you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people are living in the dark in very, very cold circumstances in Ukraine right now. And of course, this small taste that we're feeling of this type of damage, we expect, you know, there's a certain expectation that, you know, within a few days or maybe a week or two in the most, that the power companies will get everything back together and we'll go back on with our lives. The problem for the people there is there's no end to the violence and the destruction. And I think that's, you know, is it a sign of something above? It certainly is a sign of evil people here. And of course, there's a lot of evil people all around that are, ensuring that that we go through these trials and tribulations. And it's basically bad policy decisions and failures that led to a lot of this violence. Of course, we can't do anything about the weather.
No, we can't.
We just got to prepare for it and hope that our systems work and that we can have trust and faith that our local communities will do the right thing for us. That's not the case in much of the world, and I have experienced it directly.
Yeah, it's kind of scary when you're in a situation where you're totally out of control.
And I
have to tell you, I found that in our neighborhood, and the reason that I call it our neighborhood is because you just left here a few months ago. But people are helping people up here.
Well, and that's as it should be, because down deep, most of us, it doesn't matter about our any of these identifying categories that the Democrats and the progressives are beginning to push on people that divide us. Yeah. None of that really matters. You know, it's about taking care of each other, about doing best for one another.
Oh,
and ultimately, that's what will bring about change and for the good and the positive, as long as you take away the power from the people that are beginning to divide us. And unfortunately, right now, we're seeing too much of that.
Well, we are, and it's really a shame. There's no question about that. You know, it's interesting. I've been thinking about people helping people, because that really is happening in my world, even though I'm totally stuck. My dog and I are totally stuck, but all I have to do is make a phone call and one of my buddies will come and pick me up. Although I don't know if they can do that today. And the reason I say that is the fact that there's a sheet of ice under the snow that fell last night is not a good sign.
No, that makes it difficult and challenging, but eventually it will melt and you will be able to move on. So again, you may get a little bit cold. You may, you know, have some power out for a while. You may have your car broken for a bit, but eventually we expect in our system and for things to be able to improve.
Yeah.
What the Ukrainians are facing right now is the continued pressure, because if in fact the Russians are successful, they basically crush the population, and that's what their goal is right now. And look, there's you know, when you get into the discussion of what's happening there, I go back to the, you know, 2000, 2001, when I was in the Republic of Georgia and I was opening the security assistance office there with the U.S. Embassy. And the Russians, every year between October and March, the hydroelectric power for Georgia would shut down because of cold and lack of water, and the dependency was on Russian imported gas and energy, and they shut it down. So people lived literally like pre-civilization inside, you know, with, you know, trying to warm themselves, doing everything they could to survive. And that was because the Russians were putting tremendous pressure on the Georgian people and the Shevardnadze government because of their outreach towards the West. That was very painful. What we're seeing in Ukraine is the exact same thing. At the same time, we've got a policy in the U.S. where we're throwing billions and billions of dollars into this problem with no strategic plan.
It doesn't appear to be. No, there really doesn't appear to be. And I'm following this thing as close as anybody, and there doesn't appear to be any long-term plan or goal.
No, I mean, and again, the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, in my view, a failed general, the guy that ran CENTCOM from 2013 to 2016, ISIS went from the JV team to controlling a place the size of Texas and getting billions in revenues. That's his legacy. And now he's the Secretary of Defense pushing woke policies on U.S. Soldiers. Mm-hmm. And publicly stating that they want to attrit Russian forces so they can't do this somewhere else again.
Yep. Well,
just causing, sacrificing Ukrainian soldiers, just throwing money at this problem, and no accountability, and no, how come they are not putting together negotiating teams coordinated with NATO leadership and forcing objectives rather than just kind of sitting here and throwing more money into a problem, into a black hole that has very little accountability? $45 billion in a $1.7 trillion omnibus budget that the Senate passed and is pending in the House right now in the last minute before Christmas to keep the government running, but to basically pad our politicians' pockets and continue to force economic disaster on America and corruption at the top for the elite. And right now, it's very hard to throw down on other countries when we have these types of problems right now in the United States. And that's the problem. Many Americans don't see the contradictions that are happening in front of their face right now.
They really don't. And it's really sad, as I mentioned earlier in this segment, and in kind of a couple of segments in the first half of the show, it's really a shame that morals and honesty have gotten to the point where they really don't seem to matter. It's the politicians are elected because their assignment is to help the American people. I don't see that happening right now, Jimmy.
Mitch McConnell, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi put together this budget that basically pads the pockets of a large number of senators and congressmen, and they knew they could push it through. It basically supports progressive ideologies. Mitch McConnell is a failure of leadership for the Republican Party and is sacrificing the future of this nation in order for appeasement and for financial personal benefit.
I have to agree with you on that.
His public statement was the biggest priority right now is to stop Russia. Explain to me exactly what the implication is for United States national security interests if Russia fails or succeeds right there. I have not heard a solid explanation from the administration or from any politician in Washington right now. I absolutely have a heartbreak for what's happening to the Ukrainian people.
Yeah,
they did not
I
ask
do.
For this.
No.
Vladimir Putin attacked them. He attacked them for political power, for gain, for his interests, regardless of whatever justification you can say. He did this, and he's creating this damage, and it's unbelievably sad. But there has to be some sort of answer to how much money we're going to spend, how much accountability is there, what's happening inside Ukraine that commits them to the same principles that we are asking for, because he's silencing churches. Zelensky, he's doing a lot of things to silence opposition, when in fact, during our own civil war, a Democrat, a former general, McClellan, ran against Abraham Lincoln in the 1864 election, and we still had an election in the middle of the Civil War, and McClellan may have allowed slavery to continue.
Gotta take a break, Jimmy. Time for a commercial. I'm going to put you straight on as soon as we get back.
You bet.